The reaction to this shooting of the UnitedHealth CEO tells us a lot about the problems we're facing in society today, about the decline of morality and ethics, but also the anger among the people who are just tired of being routinely screwed over by powerful corporations and corrupt governments and corrupt senators, you know, the military-industrial complex and all of that. There's an outpouring of anger. We especially see this on the political left right now. A lot of leftists were celebrating the shooting of this CEO. I regret I don't have his name. But he was shot dead right on the streets of New York City, right in plain view, by a shooter with a suppressed pistol. Not that it needed to be suppressed or anything. I don't think the suppressor mattered. The shooter took the shots and killed a man. And apparently bullets were discovered on the scene that had words inscribed on them, and it's been reported. Now, this is so odd. Obviously, the inscription was on the brass, so these were unfired rounds, you could say. Not just bullets, but the cartridges with the brass and the bullet. And the inscriptions on the brass say, I think, what was it? Deny, defend, and then depose, which is very similar to a book title that talks about the fraud of the health insurance companies and how they're in the business model of just denying claims and defending their denials and just basically taking people's money and then not paying out. And whether you agree or disagree with that approach or that state of the insurance industry, what is inarguably true is that the American people see themselves as victims of an insurance industry and victims of a medical cabal, a criminal cabal, basically a racketeering operation, which has become modern medicine. And, you know, I've been fighting against this corrupt system for nearly 25 years and trying to explain to people that, yeah, this system is, it's a profiteering scam. It's designed to keep you sick. It's designed to take money from the economy and transfer it into the pockets of the big pharma executives and, you know, their shareholders and so on, without doing anything really to help the health of the American people. And since COVID, insurance costs have been absolutely skyrocketing. I am aware of many people who have seen insurance costs double or triple in, well, since 2020. So in just 4 years, and you may have experienced this too, double or triple, sometimes even higher, insurance costs for health insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, business insurance, etc. And now it's easy to blame the insurance companies for all of this, but I would argue it's not exactly their fault. It's the fault of the medical cartels and the intense centralization of the medical system. And so this is why I would caution people who say, well, we need socialized medicine, like Bernie Sanders said. We need socialized medicine. That's going to solve everything. No, it won't. Not in our case. Now, let me explain why. There are countries that have done so-called socialized medicine quite well, and that would include Taiwan. But that's because Taiwan isn't run by pharmaceutical giants, and Taiwanese lawmakers are not beholden to big pharma. So one of the ways Taiwan keeps costs way down, and they have free medicine, free dental, free eye services, you know, vision, free childbirth, everything for all their citizens. Okay, that's the Taiwanese system. It's actually the best application of socialized medicine that I've seen. But it's because they rely on generic pharmaceuticals when they advocate pharmaceuticals, and the Taiwanese medical system is not as, they don't push as much insanity as the Western medical systems that are completely beholden to big pharma interests. You know, where doctors were paid bonus incentives to reach vaccine targets, and where doctors get kickbacks and luxury vacations to Hawaii when they prescribe enough name brand pharmaceuticals, and where big pharma pays off the senators and lawmakers to make sure that the government pays the highest prices for the pharmaceuticals, even outlawing government negotiations to try to negotiate cheaper prices from big pharma. Yeah, all that happens in America. So if you were to socialize medicine in America, which is a horrible idea, in my opinion, you would cause an economic collapse because you'd have to print so many trillions of dollars to pay Big Pharma all the trillions that they demand for their high-priced drugs and their venom peptide injections, which are the weight loss drugs now that apparently the U.S. government wants to cover that at $25 billion a year just for venom peptide injections. Wow. Plus all the vaccines that they want to push on people, which is really, at this point, what? A newborn is subjected to 80-something vaccines, and they want adults to take a dozen vaccines every year for everything, you know, different flu jabs and COVID jabs and bird flu jabs and just everything you can think of, and chicken pox jabs. It's insane. Well, that's all a monetary extraction racket to take money out of the economy, basically to have the government confiscate the money from the people and then have the government hand it over to the drug companies. That's called socialized medicine. It would not improve outcomes. It would not improve your ability to see a doctor. And frankly, it would just turn America's entire medical system into a glorified Big Pharma pill-pushing scheme, which is almost what it is now, but it would just be way more expensive. So socialized medicine is not the answer. And yes, people are right to be angry about the failures of our medical system. They are not right to carry out vigilante acts of violence against CEOs, obviously. That's a heinous crime. Even if you disagree with that person or that company, or even if that company has denied claims to you or a loved one, that does not justify vigilante violence, obviously. But at the same time, let's recognize that the medical system is founded on committing acts of medical violence against the people. That is true. And during COVID, hospitals were strongly incentivized, some of them receiving up to $500,000 in incentives from the federal government in order to murder hospital patients and blame it on COVID. These were standard hospital protocols. Many are still in place. And a lot of hospitals, I mean, we interviewed attorneys that filed some of these cases in California. The hospitals were strongly incentivized to kill patients because they earned more from a dead patient than from someone who was kept alive or someone who was turned away because they didn't really have COVID. So our entire medical system in America has these perverse incentives to profit off of sickness, disease, and death. And as long as that system is in place, you will get, guess what? You will get sickness and disease and death because that's where the money is found. So the only way to solve this problem is not to make the so-called treatment of disease more profitable through socialized medicine, but rather to decentralize medicine. Decentralization is the right answer to this. If you really want to lower healthcare costs in America, you've got to reform the entire ecosystem of health information, even. For example, in 2017, Google rolled out its Medic update, which just blacklisted all alternative health sites like Natural News, my site, and Mercola and others, and replaced it with Big Pharma content. So Google's not a search engine. Google is a Big Pharma propaganda engine and a CDC propaganda engine and a CIA propaganda engine. And as a result, the American people are completely misled. Fewer and fewer people now understand the role of health or nutrition and foods and superfoods in preventing disease. And those who advocated vitamin C or zinc or quercetin or even ivermectin during COVID, they were silenced. They were blacklisted. So censorship is part of this entire regime. Censorship is part of the control mechanism that is keeping the people sick, which benefits Big Pharma. And this censorship was pushed by government through overseas NGOs to order big tech platforms to censor voices like mine. And as a result, many people died because of censorship. So, as I've argued before, censorship is a form of violence. By ending that centralized censorship, you begin to decentralize information, which means you are empowering people with access to more viewpoints, more organic information about health, nutrition, disease prevention, alternative treatments and so on. And that actually improves health outcomes. And that reduces healthcare costs. So believe it or not, ending censorship is one of the key ways to lower healthcare costs in America. But that's just step one of decentralization. We also need to provide honest, truthful tools that Americans can use to get good health advice. And it turns out that I'm building one of those tools right now, and I'll be releasing it for free. And it's a revolutionary language model built on very advanced AI technology. And we have connected with some people that have built really breakthrough technology that is, just came out this year, truly breakthrough technology that transforms these language models into amazing coaches and sages, you could say, sources of knowledge and information, the ability to answer questions about health, the ability to offer tips about food and nutrition and exercise, and also with knowledge about the dangers of prescription drugs, the dangers of vaccine interventions and turbo cancers and all of that. Well, these tools, again, I'm building one of these tools, and when it's all said and done, we will have easily put, I think we've already put more than $1 million into that. I don't know if it's going to hit 2 million or what, but whatever it is, we're giving that away for free. And that's something that the government should actually pick up and advocate. Now, Big Pharma would scream and pout and cry, oh, you can't teach people about nutrition and disease prevention. There goes our, you know, business model. Yeah, but that's exactly the point, you see. And by the way, if you want to get your hands on this model, I've got a way for you to do that. Just go to brighteon.ai, Brighteon, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, brighteon.ai, and join the email list there. And we anticipate the release date of this new revolutionary model to be March 1st, or roughly, you know, thereabouts, the first week in March, you'll have access to this model. You'll be able to download it and run it yourself, free of charge. And it won't spy on you. You can run it locally on your own computer. It works faster if you have the right graphics cards, but you don't have to have a graphics card to run it. And the code name for that project right now is Project Enoch, E-N-O-C-H, Enoch, which refers to one of the lost books of the Bible, in case you're curious. I just thought it was a cool name. But we're releasing that. And frankly, you know, if the FDA cared about the people, or HHS cared about the people, and maybe RFK Jr. would be interested in something like this, the government should have an online, you know, AI chatbot about health and nutrition. It's like, hey, everybody in America, you can go to this free government website. You don't even have to log in. You can use it anonymously. And you can ask it questions about foods and nutrition and health and how do I control blood sugar? And, you know, how do I prevent cancer? And, you know, which foods can I buy at the grocery store that will maybe halt migraine headaches or reduce blood pressure? You know, all these kinds of questions. Why isn't that tool available? And the answer is because nobody in government wants to help the American people. They just want to make Big Pharma rich because all the top FDA people, they go work for Big Pharma. It's the revolving door. It's regulatory capture. And that's got to change. If you want to lower healthcare costs, you've got to empower the people with knowledge that shows them how to be healthier. And again, nobody in government's doing that. Nobody in the FDA is doing that. Nobody in the CDC, nobody in Big Pharma is ever going to do that because they would lose money. It comes down to people like me, you know, independent people. And through my nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center, and also I have the Church of Natural Abundance, which teaches nutrition. It's through churches and nonprofits that we're making these tools available for free to the public because the government won't do it. And this is decentralization of knowledge. This is exactly the approach that we need. We have to decentralize control over healthcare, put tools like this into the hands of the people, and begin educating people. Foods can heal. Foods are medicine. Google doesn't want you to know that because Google, you know, is a treasonous criminal operation. And Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that. And corporate media is brought to you by Pfizer. So corporate media doesn't want you to know. You're only going to get this through independent sources. But what we need is government. You know, as long as we have a government, first of all, I think we should just end the FDA. I think we should just end HHS, FDA, CDC, EPA, shut them all down. Go to zero, like fire everybody. They don't work anyway. Most of them, like 6% of federal employees actually work. The other 94% don't even show up. I mean, that's an actual statistic. But as long as we have those departments, they should be pushing tools that teach wellness and nutrition and healthy food choice and disease prevention, healthy lifestyle habits. I mean, why are we not doing that in this country? Why is a quarter of our economy nearly built on a disease profit model? The GDP of America, the gross death product, as I call it, is based on three basic things. I mean, there's disease, which is big pharma and the sick care industry. There's death, which is the military-industrial complex. And then there's debt, which is effectively the banking and financial industry that's funded or subsidized by, you know, counterfeit currency creation, which is debt creation, which funds the financialization empires that all count for GDP. it's completely insane. And also the government has so much debt to the people through entitlement obligations, Social Security, Medicare, and so on. But our economy is based on disease, death, and debt. And that is not a sustainable economy. If you want to have a financial future as a nation, you have to have healthy people. You have to teach health. You have to incentivize health. I mean, what if you set health targets for the population and even incentivize them with, you know, handouts, like financial rewards? You know, for those who are obese, could the government pay them $1,000 to lose, you know, 50 pounds or whatever? If so, I'm not saying that I want the government in this business long term, but I'm just throwing this out as an idea. If you had something like that, think about it. You would have incentives at least in the right direction. Instead of right now, big pharma is incentivized to keep people sick. But what if people could be rewarded for achieving health goals? You know, I saw a video recently of a cheerleading squad of a high school, you know, cheerleading team of young black women. And literally, from the video I saw, I don't know what school this was, but every single young black woman was obese on the cheer squad. Like, how on earth do you stay obese on the cheer squad? Because the cheer squads, at least from my memory, it's a lot of work, and they do acrobatics and things and dancing around. You know, it's, you burn a lot of calories. How do you get obese at such a young age and stay obese when you're on the cheer squad? And the answer is because nobody's being told the truth about health. Nobody's being given even an incentive. I mean, a self-incentive should be enough. Like, people should want to be healthy, but we don't even have those messages in society. The media celebrates, you know, obesity, celebrates genital mutilations, celebrates transgenderism. The media celebrates all the wrong things. And so this is a psyop to keep the American people healthy and diseased and ignorant. And big tech is in on it, like I said earlier, with all their censorship. And there are other players that are in on this, like the CDC, that just wants everybody to go out and get vaccinated so that big pharma has more profits and so on. And these are all the wrong incentives. So if you want the right messages and the right incentives and the right tools, you know, visit naturalnews.com, visit my websites, brighteon.com, and sign up for the new language model that's coming out next year, brighteon.ai. We will give you the honest truth about health and nutrition and being healthy, eating healthy foods, how to prevent disease, how to reverse disease. How do you reverse cancer? The government won't tell you that. They don't want you to reverse cancer. They want you to have cancer. I want you to reverse cancer. And it is reversible in most cases. And type 2 diabetes is often reversible as well. But you have to have the knowledge of how it works. So that's what we do. So visit us, naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com for free speech videos, and Brighteon.ai for the new upcoming language models. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested. But if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. There's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product. Available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because
everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like six bottles with caps right here, a six pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brightown.com, Natural News, Brightown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brightown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brightown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.